Sefer Shmuel Beis Perek Aleph. As we begin Sefer Shmuel Beis, we know one person's kingship does not touch another's by even a hair's breadth. We finally see, after Shaul's death, David, from the tribe of Yehuda, take the leadership position he was destined to. As we will see, David was the one who set the stage for the Beis HaMikdash to be built by his son Shlomo. It was through David Klal Yisrael was brought to their full glory. The Beis HaMikdash would be built, and Hashem would have a Dira B'Tachtonim, a dwelling place in this world. In the last Pukim of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, we discussed David's victory over Amalek, King Shaul's death, and how all of Klal Yisrael was humiliated in battle. Much of Yisrael had abandoned their cities to be taken over by the Plishtim. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi Acharei Mos Shaul, it was after the death of Shaul, the David shot Mahakosis Amalek, and David returned from defeating Amalek, Vayeshev David B'Tziklag Yom Shnayim. David returned to his home in Ziklag for 2 days. It was on the third day when a man came with torn clothes and dirt on his head. David questioned the man where he's coming from. The man related the terrible news about the devastation of Yisrael and the death of King Shaul and Yonasan. Who was the man who came to David? The Yalkut Shmoni and others learned it was none other than Doeg HaAdomi. However, Rashi seems to refute that it was Doeg HaAdomi, as Doeg HaAdomi was one of the most trusted men of King Shaul and never would have defected to David. David further questioned the man to confirm the death of King Shaul and Yonasan. The man shared, "I was on Har Gilboa, the mountain of Gilboa. I saw King Shaul leaning on his own sword. I also noticed Plishti chariots were encroaching from all around. King Shaul was not fully dead yet and called out to me, asking me where I'm from. I told King Shaul, I'm an Amaleki. King Shaul then requested that I finish him off by killing him. I knew that King Shaul wouldn't have survived after he was dangling on his own sword. I also brought with me King Shaul's royal crown and bracelet he was wearing. Note, this story of how King Shaul dies is different than the one in the last parak of Shmuel Aleph. In the last parak of Shmuel Aleph, it explains King Shaul killed himself without intervention of a second party. The Radak and the Barbanel suggest that the event is recorded now in our parak is the details of exactly what happened, and therefore both accounts are indeed accurate. The Radak and the Barbanel also entertain that perhaps the Amaleki was lying and was trying to gain esteem in the eyes of David for killing David's nemesis. Also note, interestingly, King Shaul originally had lost the Malchus kingship for failing to kill Amalek. Here we now see, ultimately, King Shaul's death came about through an Amalek. After hearing the news, David tore his clothing and started to mourn and weep with the rest of his men over the death of King Shaul and Yonasan. David then proceeded to have the Amaleki man killed for killing the anointed one of Hashem. It's important to mention there's a large halachic discussion on David ordering the Amaleki to be killed. Some of the questions raised here are, one, the man was doing what he was ordered to do by King Shaul. Two, there was no witnesses around to confirm the man's own testimony, and we know a person can't testify against himself. And three, a person can't be put to death without a trial. David now laments the loss of King Shaul and Yonasan, and plus Yud Zion, which is the end of the parak, it says, but Yikonen David as Hakina Hazois al Shaul al Yonasan. The parak ends with David lamenting King Shaul and Yonasan and Pasukov Zion. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explained the word kinos, meaning lamenting or wailing, is the same letters as the word tikun, meaning fixing or correction. Here we see David's pouring out his heart over King Shaul and Yonasan, because through kinos, a person can ultimately come to their tikkun, their correction. As David was lamenting, not only was he bringing a fixing to himself, but in a sense, he was bringing a final tikkun, fixing, to Shaul and Yonasan. Thank you very much for listening,
and have a wonderful day.